Hardly anyone in Australia has heard of Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui. Yet in South America he holds an important place in revolutionary history. The official Communist Party of Peru claims his legacy, on the grounds that he was its virtual founder. The ferocious Shining Path guerrilla movement derives its nickname from a professed commitment to the A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Shining Path of Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui A Circumflex and #128, and #157. And another major left party, formed by the fusion of several groups in 1984, took the name of Unified Maria Teguist Party. At the same time others claim him as well, including the bourgeois nationalist Aprista Party. So his closest collaborators made a strong statement immediately after his death to clarify where he really stood. Maria Tegui was not an A Circumflex and #128, and #156, intellectual A Circumflex and #128, and #157, but a proletarian ideologist, a revolutionary, a Marxist of the Third International, know it once and for all, esteemed Messes petty bourgeois intellectuals. In the struggle we must wage A Circumflex and #128, we will defend his heritage which belongs to the worker, the peasant, and the revolutionary intellectual. 1. In Latin America he is widely regarded as one of the great Marxists. This is partly because that continent, despite its revolutionary traditions, has produced few major Marxist theoreticians. The Mexican writer Jose copyright Arrico wrote in 1978 that Maria Tegui A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S major work on Peruvian society A Circumflex and #128, and #156, remains, 50 years after its publication, the only really significant theoretical work of Latin American Marxism. 2. Be that as it may, he has certainly been a major influence, and it is a very regrettable omission that he has remained virtually unknown in the English-speaking world. This article is a first, modest attempt to remedy that. Maria Tegui, the name is accented on the second A circumflex and #128, and #156, are A circumflex and #128, and #157 winking face. Was born in the town of Moquegua in 1894. When his father abandoned the family, he and his mother were plunged into poverty. He was unable to pursue his schooling beyond the age of 15, and was obliged to enter the printing trade. Within a short time he had worked his way off the shop floor and into journalism. In 1914 he published his first item of artistic criticism under the pseudonym of Juan Croniker. While his early interests were artistic, and he also showed a talent for racing coverage, he was drawn more and more toward political journalism. In 1916 he left his first employer to join a new daily, El Tiempo, which had a more leftist orientation. 2 years later he launched his own magazine, only to find that the owners of El Tiempo refused to print it. This led him to break with El Tiempo and launch a newspaper called La Raza Cubed N, which became his first major venture in left-wing journalism. The new paper waged a vigorous defense of the campaign then underway for a reform of the universities, and went on to become a tribunal for the defense of the young labor movement. La Raza Cubed N supported a strike for the 8-hour day held in May 1919, and it reported the speech of its editor at a workers' A Circumflex and #128, and #153, demonstration. J.C. Maria Tegui, acclaimed by the demonstrators, rose to speak. He said that for the second time the writers of La Raza Cubed N had had their spirits raised by a visit from the people, that La Raza Cubed N was a newspaper of the people and for the people. 3. The paper A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S aggressive radicalism brought it into conflict with the government, and it was rumored that the ruling circles offered Maria Tegui a choice, either go to jail, or travel to Europe with government assistance. At any rate, he departed precipitately for Europe in 1919. The First World War had ended only a year before. At first Maria Tegui, like many young South Americans of his time, had placed his hopes in the democratic ideals professed by Woodrow Wilson, but by late 1919 the realpolitik of the Versailles Treaty had exploded such hopes. By this time he was more attracted to the two great revolutions of the age, those in Mexico and Russia. His arrival in Europe brought him immediately into intellectual circles close to the Communist International. In France he established relations with the writers around the journal Clarté copyright, edited by Henri Barbusse, but for health reasons he had to proceed quite soon to Italy. it was the experience of Italian communism and Italian fascism which decisively shaped his thought. He was in Italy during the Great Turin factory occupations of 1920, and in January 1921 he was present at the Livorno Congress of the Socialist Party, where the historic split occurred which led to the formation of the Communist Party. By the time he left the country in 1922, Mussolini was already on the way to power. The Italian experience brought Maria Teghi some important insights. The first was the obvious crisis of Italian liberalism. The old methods of bourgeois politics were proving utterly ineffectual in the face of the post-war crisis. The only serious alternatives before society were socialism or fascism. And while this catastrophic situation did not apply immediately in Peru, he did take home with him the conviction that he lived in an age when bourgeois politics were bankrupt. His experience of the rise of fascism had no obvious transferability to Peru. However, it is interesting to note that in the 1920s Maria Teghi was putting forward a fairly sophisticated analysis of fascism which in some ways foreshadowed Trotsky A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S. later writings. He recognized that fascism was a response to deep social crisis, that it based itself on the petty bourgeoisie of town and country, that it relied heavily on a cult of violence. And he understood that fascism was the price that a society in crisis paid for the failures of the left. Italian fascism represents, clearly, the anti-revolution or, as it is usually called, the counter-revolution. The fascist offensive is explained, and is realized in Italy, as a consequence of a retreat or a defeat of the revolution. 4. He responded to the whole Italian experience by forming a permanent commitment to the communist movement, which he saw as the only serious force holding out the hope of progress to humanity in an age of world crisis. Maria Teghi was deeply impressed by the debacle of reformist socialism after 1914 and was appalled at the way in which the established socialist leaders had betrayed the workers of Turin. The survival of the reformist spirit in the majority of functionaries and leaders of the Italian proletariat A Circumflex and #128. Was obvious A Circumflex and #128. The revolution was sabotaged by its leaders. 5. His conclusion was that independent communist organization was essential, and he was instrumental in the formation of the first Peruvian communist cell, along with three countrymen, in Rome in 1921-22. It was to be short-lived, as he left Italy shortly afterwards. Returned to Peru, Maria Teghi had ardently hoped to visit the Soviet Union. But family commitments, he had married an Italian woman, Anna Chiap, and fathered a child, along with his chronically poor health rendered the trip impossible. After a tour through Northern Europe, where he was struck by the poverty he found in Austria and Germany, he returned to Peru in March 1923. He was soon invited to lecture at the new A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Popular University A Circumflex and #128, and #157. On the invitation of nationalist leader Haya de la Torre. Here he delivered a series of presentations on the A Circumflex and #128, and #156, History of the World Crisis A Circumflex and #128, and #157, which dealt primarily with Europe, and in which he made explicit his orientation to the working class. Above all, I dedicate my lectures to this vanguard of the Peruvian proletariat. No one needs to study the world crisis more than the proletarian vanguard groups. I don A Circumflex and #128, and #153, intend to come to this free tribunal of a free university to teach you the history of the world crisis, but to study it alongside you. 6. In these lectures Maria Teghi argued that world capitalism was in terminal decline and that Peru, as a colony of imperialism, would be decisively affected. Within this crisis a new civilization was working its way to the surface. A Circumflex and #128, and #156, according to all indications, the proletarian, socialist civilization is destined to succeed the declining, decadent, moribund capitalist civilization A Circumflex and #128, and #157. 7. But this could only happen if the workers were armed with a correct political orientation, he continued. Before the war, the European labor movement had been divided between reformist socialism and revolutionary syndicalism. In the post-war era the division was between reformists and revolutionary communists, and the workers must follow the communists. He also turned his hand to journalism, writing a series of sketches of international celebrities under the title A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Figures and Aspects of the World Seen A Circumflex and #128, and #157, in which he discussed Mussolini, Lloyd George, Poincaré copyright, but also Lenin and Trotsky. In this period, following the call of the Fourth Congress of the Communist International, Maria Tegui campaigned in the Workers' A Circumflex and #128, and #153, movement for the creation of a united front. And while he was careful to insist that the united front did not mean any submerging of distinctive politics, he nevertheless was prepared to engage in practical collaboration even with the nationalist Aprista party led by Haya de la Torre. It seems Maria Tegui feared that any premature founding of a socialist or communist party would only lead to its being crushed by state repression. In 1926 he launched his most famous publication, the journal La Mauta. In its pages he was to publish the articles about Peruvian society which are his main theoretical legacy. Even now, he did not declare the journal a socialist publication in very explicit terms. This review A Circumflex and #128, does not represent a group. It represents, rather a movement, a spirit. Peru has felt, for some time, the existence of a current of renewal, which grows daily more vigorous and defined. The authors of this renewal are called vanguardists, socialists, revolutionaries, etc. History has not yet baptized them definitively A Circumflex and #128. What they have in common, is the desire, to create a new Peru as part of a new world. 8. When he was reproached with the sometimes heterogeneous nature of the journal A Circumflex and #128, and #153, s content, he replied that the sense of direction shared by its central collaborators would protect it against losing its way. And indeed by 1928 the journal was ready to be more explicit about its politics. On our banner we inscribe this single, simple and great word, socialism. With this motto we affirm our absolute independence from the idea of a nationalist party, petty bourgeois and demagogic. 9. The second sentence was a declaration that Maria Tegui was breaking relations with the Aprista nationalists. At this time he also decided it was time to do some intense organizing work. In 1929 he assisted in the formation of the General Confederation of Labor, whose main organized strength was in Lima and its port of Callao, and sent a number of his collaborators to attend the Latin American Trade Union Congress sponsored by the Communist International. In the same year he initiated the formation of the Socialist Party of Peru. He argued, successfully or so it seemed, for the formation of a socialist rather than a communist party. A debate has long ranged about his grounds for doing so. Part of his reasoning was simply pragmatic. He felt that a party calling itself A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Socialist A Circumflex and #128, and #157, might not face as much repression as one bearing the A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Communist A Circumflex and #128, and #157, label. Some writers have argued that there was little more involved than this. Guillermo Ruion contends that after some initial factional problems, the party soon achieved with the guidance of Jose Copyright Carlos a monolithic organization, and consequently the Bolshevik temper which characterized the Communist Party of Marxist-Leninist tendency. 10. Other writers suggest Maria Tegui was striving for a party less sectarian and less elitist than was intended by the Comintern, which was caught up at the time in its ultra-left A Circumflex and #128, and #156, third period A Circumflex and #128, and #157. Jose Copyright Arrico argues, the socialist definition of the party was not a simple problem of nomenclature. It was connected to, 1, a particular conception of alliances, 2, a differing view on its class components from that of the Comintern A Circumflex and #128, 3, a rather heterodox vision of the process of constituting it A Circumflex and #128. Before being the originator, it had to be the result of the actions of groups at the base. 11. The Catalan socialist Josep Ferrer contends. Maria Tegui conceived the idea of a party with a wide base, though with a disciplined communist leadership, embracing both the working class and the peasantry. In open opposition to the Comintern thesis which called for organizing solely the proletariat. 12. It seems clear that Maria Tegui sought to build a revolutionary party, and that he had differences with the international movement, but the details are unlikely ever to be entirely clarified for lack of a clear statement from him about his views and intentions. Shortly after his death, the party overturned its previous decision and renamed itself Communist. It then proceeded to engage in ultra-left adventures which cost it dearly. By the end of the 20s, Maria Tegi had completed two significant theoretical works. One was his Seven Essays of Interpretation of Peruvian Reality, of which the most important dealt with economic history and the situation of the Indian peoples. The other was his Defense of Marxism. Unfortunately, there were to be no more. Maria Tegi had been in poor health most of his life, losing a leg in 1924. Now, in 1930, he became gravely ill and died. Groups of workers attended his body all night, and the following day his burial was supervised by the trade unions. A multitude of workers raised the red flag and sang the Internationale. He was saluted by his saddened admirers as a circumflex and #128, and #156, the teacher, the artist and the most noble friend of the workers, 13, and the remaining editors of Amauta declared. Maria Tegi, his memory, his life, his work belong to the proletariat a circumflex and #128. His life is our example, his work an unbreakable affirmation, his cadaver a protest, 14. Maria Tegi a circumflex and #128, and #153, S. Marxism. Maria Tegi described himself as a circumflex and #128, and #156, man with an allegiance and a faith a circumflex and #128, and #157, 15, and explained them in these words. My sympathies are not with one nation or another. My sympathies are with the universal proletariat a circumflex and #128. My temperament is a polemical temperament, belligerent and combative a circumflex and #128. I don a circumflex and #128, and #153, T aspire to the title of an impartial man because on the contrary I pride myself on my partisanship, which places my thought, my opinions and my sentiments on the side of those men who want to construct, on the ruins of the old society, the harmonious edifice of the new society. 16. As so much of his intervention in that struggle was intellectual, the roots and characteristics of his Marxist theoretical method assume a considerable importance. Maria Tegi came to Marxism in Italy. His intellectual A circumflex and #128, and #156, Universe A circumflex and #128, and #157, contained many of the same influences as that of Gramsci and the early Italian communists. He was actually introduced to the works of Marx by the philosopher Benedetto Croce, whom he got to know personally in the house of his wife A circumflex and #128, and #153, S. Family. Croce was influenced by the syndicalist writer Georges Sorel, with whom he had worked at one time. The combined influence of Croce A circumflex and #128, and #156, Idealist Marxism A circumflex and #128, and #157, and Sorel A circumflex and #128, and #153, S. Ideas on the role of myth gave Maria Tegi A circumflex and #128, and #153, S. Own thought a definite flavor. He writes at times about the socialist program as a circumflex and #128, and #156, myth a circumflex and #128, and #157. In the Sorelian sense, his works are often littered with words such as a circumflex and #128, and #156, faith a circumflex and #128, and #157, a circumflex and #128, and #156. Agony A circumflex and #128, and #157, A circumflex and #128, and #156, Mystique A circumflex and #128, and #157, and he displays an openness to many non-Marxist currents of thought such as Freud. At times he might be taken as casting doubt on the materialist basis of Marxism. For example, the struggle for socialism raises the workers, who take part in it with extreme energy and absolute conviction, to an asceticism such that it is totally ridiculous to throw their materialist creed into their faces in the name of a theoretical and philosophical morality a circumflex and #128. The materialist, if he professes and serves his faith religiously, can only by a linguistic convention be distinguished from and counterposed to an idealist. 17. Statements of this sort have been seized on by non-socialist critics and used to argue that Maria Tegi was not really a Marxist. These arguments, however, are based on a narrow view of Marxism. The statement quoted is reminiscent of Lenin A circumflex and #128, and #153, S. view that A circumflex and #128, and #156, intelligent idealism is nearer to intelligent materialism than is stupid materialism may circumflex, and #128, and #157, 18, it must also be seen within the context of his work as a whole, in which there is no shortage of statements affirming his agreement with classical Marxism and with Bolshevism. One may look, for example, to the statement entitled A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Programmatic Principles of the Socialist Party A Circumflex and #128, and #157, which he drafted for the party A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S Organizing Committee in 1928. Here we find references to the A Circumflex and #128, and #156, International Character of the Modem Economy A Circumflex and #128, and #157, which makes national solutions to the capitalist crisis unviable, to the need for a world revolutionary movement, and to the imperialist stage in the development of capitalism. A Circumflex and #128, and #156. The practice of Marxist socialism in this period is that of Marxism-Leninism. Marxism-Leninism is the revolutionary method of the stage of imperialism and monopolies. The Socialist Party of Peru adopts it as its method of struggle. A Circumflex and #128, and #157, 19. His most substantial work dealing with theoretical method is his Defense of Marxism. Written in 1928. At the time he felt the need to put his views into coherent form, not least because of the attacks on Marxism which he had experienced in Peru. He seized upon the appearance of Henry de Man A Circumflex and #128, and #153, S book Beyond Marxism as a suitable opportunity. Henry de Man was a Belgian social democrat who became disillusioned with the Marxism he was familiar with and turned instead toward psychological theories of social change. The German edition of his book was entitled On the Psychology of Socialism. Closing parenthesis. De Man located the main source of the class struggle in A Circumflex and #128, and #156, Social Inferiority Complex A Circumflex and #128, and #157, suffered by the working class, arguing that what the workers resented about the bourgeoisie was less their wealth than their power. In the course of his work, De Man struck some telling blows against vulgar materialism, a genuinely revolutionary workers A Circumflex and #128, and #153, movement does indeed focus more on the issue of power than on the wealth of the ruling class, and against social democratic reformism, whose theoretical poverty he exposed. Maria Tegui is quick to point out that A Circumflex and #128, and #156, the most important thing about Beyond Marxism is undoubtedly its critique of reformist politics A Circumflex and #128, and #157, 20. At the same time, however, De Man raised numerous mistaken criticisms of Marxism itself. He accused it of mechanical determinism, of lacking moral strength, of ignoring the psychological dimension. Maria Tegui seeks to refute the charges, and in doing so confronts not only the work of De Man but also various other writers including Max Eastman and A. Tilde and #137, Mile Vandervelde. His starting point is the charge of economic determinism. The economic question is at the heart of the Marxist method, Maria Tegui writes, and A Circumflex and #128, and #156, revision let alone a liquidation of Marxism which does not attempt first of all a documented and original correction of Marxist economics is inconceivable A Circumflex and #128, and #157, 21. This however is a general question of method and not a matter of crude and automatic correlations. The Marxist method A Circumflex and #128, and #156, only seeks the economic cause in the last analysis A Circumflex and #128, and #157, 22, we shall see in discussing his work on Peruvian society that he pays considerable regard to that A Circumflex and #128, and #156, last analysis A Circumflex and #128, and #157, but at this point he is concerned to refute the accusation that Marx saw the economic factors as automatically determining consciousness and events. Marx A Circumflex and #128, took to its limits his demonstration that the process of capitalist economy itself, where most fully and vigorously carried out, leads to socialism. But he understood always as a prior condition of the new order, the spiritual and intellectual training of the proletariat to realize it, through the class struggle. 23. Maria Tegui quotes an unnamed friend as worrying that Marxism is not spiritual enough, and makes an indignant reply. Do those who aspire to a spiritualization of Marxism believe that the creative spirit is less present and active in the actions of those who struggle in the world for a new social order than in the moneylenders or industrialists of New York who, in a case of capitalist weariness, abandon a strong Nietzschean ethic a circumflex and #128, and #147, the sublimated morality of capitalism a circumflex and #128, and #147, in order to flirt with fakirs and practitioners of the occult, 24. He does not hesitate to speak of an a circumflex and #128, and #156, ethical function a circumflex and #128, and #157, of socialism, but this must be sought in the creation of a circumflex and #128, and #156, morality of produces a circumflex and #128, and #157. The source of this morality, in turn, he locates in classical Marxist fashion in the class struggle at the point of production. A morality of produces as Sorel conceives it, as Kautsky conceives it, does not arise mechanically from economic interests. It is formed in the class struggle, carried out with a heroic spirit and passionate will. It is absurd to seek the ethical sentiment of socialism in the bourgeoisified trade unions a circumflex and #128, or in parliamentary groups, spiritually assimilated to the enemy, 25. Thus Maria Tegui a circumflex and #128, and #153, s basic method assumes a complex dialectic between a circumflex and #128, and #156, material a circumflex and #128, and #157, and a circumflex and #128, and #156, ideal a circumflex and #128, and #157, factors in the historical process. That his starting point remains materialist should be clear. If not, the point will be reinforced when we look at his study of Peruvian society. Before turning to that work, however, we must consider one other matter, his views on developments in the Soviet Union at the end of the 1920s. It appears that in devoting himself heavily to Peruvian questions after his return to that country, Maria Tegui failed to develop his ideas to meet the challenge of new developments in Europe. He was slow to modify his highly optimistic views on the prospects for revolution in Europe, and made no materialist analysis of developments in the USSR whatsoever. Finally in 1928, Trotsky a circumflex and #128, and #153, s expulsion from the Soviet Communist Party forced him to respond to Russian events. In doing so he displayed a certain familiarity with inner party developments in that country, discussing Trotsky a circumflex and #128, and #153, s problems as an outsider in the Bolshevik organization and the origins of the Stalin-Trotsky conflict, which he traced back to 1924. However, he made no attempt to set the conflict against the background of social forces, the isolation of the revolution, the power of the peasantry, the growth of bureaucracy. Trotsky, he wrote, has an a circumflex and #128, and #156, international sense of the socialist revolution a circumflex and #128, and #157, which is a fine thing, but it a circumflex and #128, and #156, weakens him at the moment in the practicalities of Russian politics a circumflex and #128, and #157. It is not a matter of establishing socialism in the world but of creating it in a nation which, though it is a nation of 130 million inhabitants spread across two continents, is nevertheless geographically and historically a unit. It is logical that in this stage, the Russian Revolution should be represented by those men who most deeply sense its national character and problems. Stalin, pure Slav, is one of these men, 26. To his credit, Maria Tegui continued to regard Trotsky as a genuine socialist, and clearly did not swallow the lies about his being a counter-revolutionary. At the same time, his whole analysis was limited to a superficial and pragmatic study in realpolitik, which was unworthy of his intellect and which opened him to exploitation by the later Stalinist tradition in his own country, to which his Marxism was not inherently congenial. Analyzing Peruvian society. In his book Seven Essays of Interpretation of Peruvian Reality, Maria Tegui made the first attempt ever at a materialist analysis of a Latin American society. Beginning with a sketch of the country a circumflex and #128, and #153, S. Economic History, the book proceeds rapidly to a discussion of the A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, Indian problem A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, which Maria Teggy locates firmly in the A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, land problem A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157. Other chapters consider public education, religion, regionalism and centralism, and literature, but a consideration of these would take us beyond the scope of this article. The arriving Spanish conquistadors found, and destroyed, the great empire of the Incas. But they failed to replace it with a progressive new form of society, Maria Teggy argues. Spain did not send to Peru a circumflex and hash 128, a dense mass of colonizers. The weakness of Spanish imperialism rested precisely on its character and structure as more of a military and ecclesiastical enterprise than a political and economical one. 27. Rather than make use of the Indians, the Spaniards seemed to seek their extermination. The importation of black slaves to work on haciendas. Large landholdings created a strange mixture of feudal and slave economy in the coastal areas, while the conquerors, who disliked the mountains, regarded them simply as an area to be plundered for gold. The colonial regime throttled the country a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, s commercial expansion by denying it the right to trade to any country except Spain, resulting eventually in an independence struggle as a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156. The natural impulse of the productive forces of the colonies struggled to break this tie a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, 28, but the independence struggle reflected the interests of the criollo. Ethnic Spanish, elite, rather than those of the Indian masses, and consequently it merely resulted in the country being tied to a new imperialist trading partner, Britain. However, Peru was located on the wrong coast to benefit greatly from trade with Britain, and remained a backwater except for the temporary boom in sales of guano, excrement of seafowl, used as manure. Guano sales allowed the formation of a stronger bourgeoisie along the coast, but when control of the guano deposits were lost to Chile in the War of the Pacific, this is circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, revealed to us in tragic fashion the danger of an economic prosperity based almost exclusively on the possession of a natural resource a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, 29. Peru faced an a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, almost absolute collapse of the productive forces a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, 30, and the shattered bourgeoisie temporarily lost political power to the military. However, when the economy revived, it did so partly on the basis of modem industry. The Panama Canal had shortened trade lines. And the new industry found itself supplying another new imperialist power, the United States. Still, the economy remained overwhelmingly agricultural. In addition to the small-scale cultivation of the Indians, there was the semi-feudal agriculture of the coastal haciendas. The imperialist connection continued to hinder the development of bourgeois society. In feudal Europe a circumflex and hash 128, the countryside needed the services of the town a circumflex and hash 128, whereas the coastal hacienda produces cotton or cane for distant markets. Once assured transport for these products, its communication with the local community only interests it secondarily. 31. The consequence was a weak urban bourgeoisie, unable to dominate the landowners. Having sketched this background, Maria Teggy turns to his main concern, the country a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, s Indian population. The second chapter is devoted to a critique of various false approaches. He condemns as inadequate any attempt to protect the oppressed population of the country by merely passing laws and decrees, which are simply ignored by the dominant groups. Similarly, he makes short shrift of those who argue, much like white Australia once did, that only racial assimilation can remove the difficulty. As for humanitarian teachings, they have a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, never held back or embarrassed imperialism a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, 32, while religious leaders have already proved bankrupt. Education might seem a more hopeful approach, but it cannot hope to challenge entrenched vested interests. Socioeconomic factors condition the teacher a circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, s work inexorably. Gomonalismo, economic domination by large landowners, is fundamentally incompatible with the education of the Indians. Its survival depends as much on maintaining their ignorance as on cultivating their alcoholism. 33. Thus only an economic approach can deal with the problem, and for the Indian the central economic issue is the land. We are not content to demand the Indian a circumflex and #128, and #153, s right to education, culture, progress, love and heaven. We begin by demanding his right to the land. 34. Feudal relations in the countryside persisted despite the Latin American a circumflex and #128, and #156, revolution a circumflex and #128, and #157, i.e. war of independence, because the revolution was not a confrontation between the bourgeoisie and the aristocracy, as it was in France, nor did it take on the dimensions of a mass struggle. If the revolution had been a movement of the indigenous masses a circumflex and #128, it would necessarily have had an a circumflex and #128, and #156, agrarianist a circumflex and #128, and #157, physiognomy a circumflex and #128. The French Revolution particularly benefited the rural class, which it had to rely on for support to avoid the return of the old regime. This phenomenon also seems to apply both to the bourgeois and the socialist revolution, to judge by a circumflex and #128, Russia, 35. Given this blocking of Peru a circumflex and #128, and #153, s social development, Maria Tegui concludes that the bourgeoisie had missed its chance to take the country forward. A circumflex and #128, and #156. I think the time for trying liberal methods a circumflex and #128, has passed a circumflex and #128, and #157, 36, he looks to the working class, but also argues for a revolutionary strategy which sees the Indian population as a force for socialism. Not only will the Indians fight for land, as the French and Russian peasants did, but the Indians still retain elements of communist consciousness from earlier times. At the base of Inca civilization had been an a circumflex and #128, and #156, agrarian communism a circumflex and #128, and #157, which yielded economic results superior to those of colonial Peru. Against all the reproaches which a circumflex and #128 can be made against the Inca regime a circumflex and #128, it assured the survival and growth of a population which, when the conquistadors arrived in Peru, was up to 10 millions and which, in 3 centuries of Spanish rule, fell to 1 million, 37. After the independence struggle, the urban and rural ruling classes attacked collective property, but this did not mean creating a freeholding peasantry. Rather, because of the domination of the rural elite, it simply turned out to be a means of imposing semi-feudal relations on a wider area. Those Indians who retained their land farmed communally, while those deprived of it formed communities of whatever type they could, such as labor gangs contracting collectively. A range of different forms of communalism emerged. These differences have developed not through evolution a circumflex and #128, but under the influence of laws directed at the individualization of property a circumflex and #128. They demonstrate the vitality of indigenous communism which invariably impels the aborigines to various forms of cooperation and association. The Indian, despite the laws of 100 years of the Republic, has not become an individualist a circumflex and #128. Individualism cannot prosper, or even effectively exist, except under a regime of free competition. And the Indian has never felt less free than when he has felt alone. 38. Such arguments are reminiscent of the hopes held by some 19th-century revolutionaries and partly shared by Marx, that Russian peasant communes could become, in Marx a circumflex and #128, and #153, s words, a circumflex and #128, and #156, the direct starting point of the economic system toward which modem society is tending a circumflex and #128, and #157, a circumflex and #128, and #147, that is, socialism. 39. The rapid development of capitalism rendered these hopes obsolete, with the Russian peasants moving decisively towards demands for private ownership of the land. However, the long-term underdevelopment of Peru a circumflex and #128, and #153, Jose's countryside has meant that the consciousness of the rural population has retained elements of rural communism to this day, which could be important for revolutionary strategy. Certainly, a triumph of the working class in the cities and the creation of a collective democracy in industry is the central precondition for an advance towards socialism. Yet the elements of collectivism among Peruvian Indians could be an important factor in cementing an alliance between the working people of town and country. This became clear in the late 1960s when stormy struggles arose among the mountain dwellers of Peru. At that time, one of their leaders, Hugo Blanco, wrote, "The communal, collective system of the Ailu peasant commune has, to be sure, deteriorated fundamentally in the face of advancing capitalism. Nevertheless, the Ailus maintain many communal features. Although the private ownership of plots is now generally established, the Ailu still makes efforts to prevent the sale of land to outsiders and to redistribute uncultivated land A circumflex and hash 128. The contribution of work is reciprocal. Work is reimbursed with work, Haney. Work for the common benefit is carried out collectively. The communal organization is preserved, although every day it deteriorates more because of official regulation. The Ailu is acquiring strength with the revolutionary upsurge. It rediscovers itself. It is possible that the Ailu will become one of the basic forms of the future workers A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, and peasants A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, government, 40. If so, that government will look back on Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui as one of its greatest forebears. 1. All translations are my own. Diego Meseguer Ilan, Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui y su pensamiento revolucionario, Lima, 1974, p. 224. 2. Jose copyright Arauco, A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, Maria Tegui y el Marxism Latinoamericano A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, Socialismo y Participacia cubed en, 5 Lima, December 1978, p. 16. 3. Quoted in Meseguer, Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui y su pensamiento revolucionario, p. 23. 4. Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui, La Racina Contemporanea, Lima, 1959, p. 18. 5. Ibid. p. 16. 6. Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui, Historia de la Crisis Mundial, Lima 1959, p. 18. 7. Ibid. p. 16. 8. Quoted in Maria Weezer, Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui, Etapas de su vida, Lima 1980, p. 39. 9. Hugo Neira, ed. Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui en sus textos, Lima, 1973, Volume 1, p. 109. 10. Guillermo Ruion, Lucrecia cubed en heroica de Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui, La Edad Revolucionaria, Lima, 1984, p. 433. 11. Arauco, A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, Maria Tegui y el Marxism Latinoamericano A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, p. 25. 12. Josep Ferrer, A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 156, Unoriginal Marxism Americano A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 157, Haisa, Madrid, 30 March 1989. 13. Quoted in Meseguer, Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui y su pensamiento revolucionario, p. 17. 14. Quoted in Ibid, p. 224. 15. Quoted in Weezer, Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui, Etapas de su vida, p. 55. 16. Maria Tegui, Historia de la Crisis Mundial, p. 118. 17. Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui, Defensa del Marxism, Lima, 1981, p. 223. 18. V.I. Lenin, quoted in John Daniels, ed. Extracts from Lenin A circumflex and hash 128, and hash 153, S. Philosophical Notebook, Nottingham, N.D. 19. Neira, Jose copyright Carlos Maria Tegui en sus textos, Volume 1, p. 114. 20. Maria Tegui, Defensa del Marxism, pp. 22-23. 21. Ibid. p. 31. 22. Ibid. p. 27. 23. Ibid. p. 67. 24. Ibid. p. 105. 25, Ibid. p. 59. 26, Nera, Josa copyright Carlos Maria Tegui en sus textos, volume 2, pp 72-3. 27, Josa copyright Carlos Maria Tegui, Siete Encios de Interpretación Cubed en de la Realidad Peruana, Lima, 1984, p. 14. 28, Ibid. p. 17. 29, Ibid. p. 23. 30, Ibid. p. 24. 31, Ibid. p. 31. 32, Ibid. p. 41. 33, Ibid. p. 43. 34, Ibid. p. 50. 35, Ibid. p. 66. 36, Ibid. p. 52. 37, Ibid. p. 55. 38, Ibid. p. 83. 39, quoted in Hal Draper, Karl Marx A Circumflex and Hash 128, and Hash 153, S. Theory of Revolution, Volume 2, A Circumflex and Hash 128, and Hash 156, The Politics of Social Classes A Circumflex and Hash 128, and Hash 157, New York, 1978, p. 432. 40, Hugo Blanco, Land or Death, The Peasant Struggle in Peru, New York, 1972, p. 28.